Well, good Friday morning, beloved. Isn't this wonderful to be able to share a few moments together on this beautiful Friday morning in God's Word? Today, we are in Micah chapter 5. And yesterday's reading concluded with an image of Jerusalem being besieged. But today's reading announces that a new king is promised who will usher in a time of peace and safety for the people. The king will be a new David, because he will come from Bethlehem, the birthplace of King David. And whatever symbolizes dependence on anything other than God will be destroyed. And God's saving word for us again this week has been justice and peace. So let's begin reading Micah chapter 5, beginning at verse 2. The Lord says, Bethlehem Ephrathah, you are one of the smallest towns in Judah, but out of you I will bring a ruler for Israel whose family line goes back to ancient times. So the Lord will abandon his people to their enemies until the woman who is to give birth has her son. Then those Israelites who are in exile will be reunited with their own people. When he comes, he will rule his people with the strength that comes from the Lord and with the majesty of the Lord God himself. His people will live in safety because people all over the earth will acknowledge his greatness and he will bring peace. When the Assyrians invade our country and break through our defenses, we will send our strongest leaders to fight them. By force of arms, they will conquer Assyria, the land of Nimrod, and they will save us from the Assyrians when they invade our territory. The people of Israel who survive will be like refreshing dew sent by the Lord for many nations, like showers on growing plants. They will depend on God, not people. Those who are left among the nations will be like a lion hunting for food in a forest or a pasture. It gets in among the sheep, pounces on them, and tears them to pieces. There is no hope of rescue. Israel will conquer her enemies and destroy them all. The Lord says, at that time I will take away your horses and destroy your chariots. I will destroy the cities in your land and tear down all your defenses. I will destroy the magic charms you use and leave you without any fortune tellers. I will destroy your idols and sacred stone pillars. No longer will you worship the things that you yourselves have made. I will pull down the images of the goddess Asherah in your land and destroy your cities. In my great anger, I will take revenge on all nations that have not obeyed me. And today's key verse is Micah chapter 5 verse 4, where Micah writes, when he comes, he will rule his people with the strength that comes from the Lord and with the majesty of the Lord God himself. And again, beloved, this is another reference to what theologians have termed the millennial reign, the thousand-year reign of Jesus Christ. And in the immediate future, it promises Israel that they will return from exile. And we know this happened around 300 B.C., and the people of Israel lived, you know, pretty much in peace, although Rome would come along and subject them to Roman rule. Still, they were able to live in the land and to serve God as much as they were inclined. But the future result of this prophecy is the actual coming of Jesus Christ, who is, according to all biblical standards, the Son of David. He's of the lineage of King David. He is the one who is in line to inherit the throne, just from a human standpoint, not to mention the fact that he is the Son of God, who is the Messiah, and he will rule this world with utter justice and peace. Amen. And so don't get too discouraged with how things may be going today, wars and rumors of wars and all of that, because the promise of God is that there is coming a time when God will rule on the earth, and we who love him will enjoy the peace that he has reserved for his children. Amen. Let's pray. God of deliverance, help me to reach out today to someone who may be hurting so that I may speak a word of hope and encouragement and share the refreshing dew of your love and peace. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings our time together to an end for this week. Join me, God willing, on Monday when we will be in Micah chapter 6, where the Lord puts the people on trial for their sins. Not a fun time at all in the history of Israel. But before then, don't forget, we have Sunday morning together. Had a wonderful crowd in church on Sunday morning. Hope to see even more of you there this coming Sunday. And if there's sickness or injury or whatever and you just can't make it to church, well, don't forget that we are available on the internet, either on Zoom or on Facebook. And so, until we meet again, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer for you.